Hello, and welcome to Sprawfcast, English language Sprawfcover No podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
And I'm out for 6 to 8 weeks.
It's
2021, David.
Oh, yes. Out for 6 to 8 weeks. Oh, well, never
mind.
It's
not unusual for someone related to Brno to be out for 6 to 8 weeks. So
exactly, yeah.
More will be revealed later on.
Yeah. Happy New Year, everyone, seeing as we haven't spoken to you since that thing happened. And we're well on our way to it being as happy as the last one
was. Well, your nightmare continues because Sprawfka Brno are going to start playing football again. Isn't that
yeah,
right?
Joyous. So we're going to look at the two games coming up. We're playing Mladá Boleslav on Saturday. Saturday
crucial
afternoon.
In what people might be terming a relegation six-pointer, David.
They certainly are. We are also playing Slovan Liberec in something that nobody is...
No-pointer.
Yeah.
Six-pointer, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got those two previews. We've got hots and nots and many of those. We've got Breath of the Podcast. We've got updates of the squad updates. I don't know why I said that in two different ways, yeah. But...
squad updates!
Updates of the squad! And we have a special request. A special request from Ben Maxwell on Twitter, who asked, what's the deal with all the name changes through history? So I'm going to weave a ripping historical yarn.
Does Ben Maxwell know that there's an official Twitter channel to go through? It's the first I've heard of this.
Yeah, we used to work together, so...
Oh, I see. You were buddies, were you?
And if him and you were buddies again, I won't stand in your way.
No, it's another year of the same shit.
Yeah. New year, same old shit. Anyway, let's get on with it. We are going to look at squad updates.
Yes.
Updates of the squad. Squad update!
Yes. Sprawfka Brno have had their pre-season thing.
There was a hole and, yes, and they're over it.
Yeah.
In the worst way possible. Yeah. The tiniest way possible.
Yep. They flew to Malta, so you can't. This is great. I mean, the trip to Malta went moderately more successfully than the Celtic trip to Dubai, which is one thing at least. Yeah, I mean, it's not caused a national scandal, but we went there. There was a bunch of Austrians.
Mm-hmm.
We lost to them.
And some Slovaks,
mm-hmm,
who we beat.
Yes.
With a penalty.
With a penalty.
No strikers. Win's a win, Sam.
No
win's
strikers.
A win.
Yes. So obviously the most crucial thing to note about the trip and what's been happening and, you know, in the behind the scenes at Sprawfka Brno is that our chosen first choice striker pair, which is of course
Rusek and Tricky Style,
out and out.
Yeah.
Yes, so we
out and out what?
Yeah, out and out of playing football for at least 6 to 8 weeks, I think, in both cases.
Yeah.
Also
the broken wrist for Rusek, I think.
Broken wrist for Rusek, and we've got an ankle auxiliary sort of thing going on. So we can add to the list Moravets, Gajic, and of course the permanently missing in action
Lukasz Krzysztofek.
Yes, so that left us with a lot of gaps
holes
in
to
the
fill,
squad.
Yeah.
No defenders, no strikers, and then also of course with the news. Which I don't think we really discussed on the podcast last time, a statement which came out from Dostalek where he was wanting to get some new players and also...
Clap for the NHS.
Bad haircut's going home, baby. Bad haircut is going back to Prosteyov.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
So we've got... who else actually was not getting the contract renewed?
Juraj Kotula,
which I thought was slightly unfair.
Yeah.
And then was pointed out by Czech Football with stats and stuff that actually, not terrible option. But I'm really glad that Kodelka's going, and that's nothing against him as a person and as a player, really, because if you get your chance to go off and play in a league that you've never played in before, you're absolutely going to do it. I just don't think he's good enough for this level. And to be fair, I think he was barely good enough for the second tier, really.
Yeah. So, anyway, so who have we got in then?
Well, All right, should we go for the big one first?
Go
for the big one first.
Yeah.
Zekel's back from Prostyov.
Hey. It's a cheap shot, but it's a decent one.
Yeah, so
which is more than he has.
Now, I think you'll find that he scored twice in 914 minutes of play this season.
Good for him.
For Prostyov. Most of last season, of course, he was at Lisheng, where he scored a slightly more respectable 7 in 24.
But still.
The permanently young Zekel, who is now 21.
Yeah.
So he's going to be back in, and to be fair, he is, the only person in the first team squad that is a striker. Now, we need a striker.
Well, on the website, Hladík is listed as a striker.
He's a midfielder, I'd say. But we could easily see him and Zekel up top. I don't know how Zekel's been in his fitness and getting into the first team squad again. But he is there at least. And we go into it with an open mind because he might be a bit rubbish. But let's face it, generally have been a bit rubbish this season. Would you like some better ones?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's go for Timotej Zahumensky.
Timotej. Now I'm in way over my head.
That was a rather underappreciated meme.
Yeah,
to be fair.
I was pleased with that meme.
Didn't get the numbers as we usually do, so yeah. I was upset about that. But it's weird because he's an actual left back.
Mm.
So that means that if and when Morawiec is fit, he can actually fit into the right back position rather than always having to fill in on the other side, which is really good. 14 appearances for Nitra so far.
Tell you what, he loves a free transfer.
He does, doesn't he?
He bloody loves a free transfer.
Yeah. Like, he is one of those sorts of players that's never really going to demand a fee, but you'll go there, do a year, 6 months.
Do a job.
Seem to be fine, actually. I mean, I'd count the quality of the Slovak league to be slightly below the Czech one, but he has had experience at Karvina.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, the sort of clubs he's played at are, like, on a par with where we are now, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're on a par with FCZB right now, sort of like mid-table Slovak clubs.
Played a little bit for Danube Wednesday as well.
Yeah.
But actually when Danube Wednesday were more of a mid-table club, right enough. There's that one. I was actually okay with that.
That's fine, yeah.
I'm leaving the best one to last. Jiří Texel.
Yeah.
Central mid. One of the only players at Opava on loan who actually seemed to do anything.
Yeah, he is on loan from Sigma Olomouc, am I correct?
Yes, he's doing the tour of the strugglers. So he's on loan from Sigma Olomouc, having come back off loan from Opava.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Lovely, lovely, bizarre surname, Texel.
Texel,
yeah,
yes.
It's a good one. You don't meet many Texels, do you?
You don't indeed. I wish I had a joke for that. I'm just saying, no, you don't. Apparently he's okay. Again, I'm going off a lot of stuff that Czech Footy has been saying on Twitter because he's the stats man and good. Apparently, that's quite an understatedly decent enough signing.
Yeah.
He is more suited to playing as a three, like with a central midfield three, which we don't play. So we'll see what happens with that.
But there again, we have been sort of doing a lot of, you know, there have been a lot of slightly overly cautious 4-5-1 action, and particularly with no strikers.
Yes.
We might want to pack the midfield and then, hello. So, yeah.
I mean, he's there to, you know, he's there to sort of do a job. Let's also...
First league experience as well.
Before I forget as well, Rudolf Reiter has come back on loan as well until the end of the season. So that's also another midfield option. And, of course, Ludek Pernica.
Yeah, who, break out the celebratory Pernik.
Well, here's one which I'd like to hear your thoughts on, because you will remember Pernica from playing at Brno. I think he left the year that I arrived, in like 2014 or something like that. So
heard you were coming.
He was right to run. You brought egg.
Yeah, I think he was... I might be misremembering, but I think he... Was he one of two Pernici, or am I thinking of somebody else? I don't know. It was around the time where we had a couple of sort of brothers in... it was the Buchta brothers were in there.
Oh, yeah, Radek Buchta and his brother.
And Petr.
Yeah,
Petr Buchta.
Remember the other one.
Yeah, all named after types of cake.
Yes.
Bizarrely. Pernica,
Fuck off, Pernica.
Yeah. I don't remember a lot of him, but like he had a couple of games as captain very young. He was sort of 21, 22, and they made him captain already. Like, I think they either kind of knew he was destined for bigger things, or like, you know, he was a very, very good youth product. Like, he was maybe expected to go on to bigger things than Yablonets, which he did. He went to Victoria Pilsen, and, you know, he's what, 30 now? So in his prime. And this is a very, very good move for all parties, I think.
The idea of Pernica and Drexa in Centerville just seems to me to add so much solidity and experience.
Because he's a much more ball-play centre-half than Drexa. Drexa's all mouth and, you know, all mouth and trousers.
Is that hoof it up?
Yeah.
Whereas
Pernica is an actual footballer. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's gonna be. Yeah, I think that's gonna be good to have that sort of experience, especially, you know, sort of going from the back to the front, mm-hmm. when we do have generally quite a younger team in terms of sort of positions and stuff. Like, our strike force has always been young, certain players in the midfield and stuff like that. Goalkeepers, of course. Mm-hmm. So I mean, reasonably happy with our business, let's say.
Yep, yep.
The one thing, of course, is, and I think this is absolutely fine to be honest, is, you know, you need to bring people in, and you might as well bring them on loan rather than sign them, because then if it all goes tits up, then that's it. Interestingly enough, Texel is a loan with an option to buy at the end of the season, despite mm-hmm. the fact that his contract
runs out at the end of the season, yeah.
So who knows about that? But there is one glaring omission, of course.
No Kuba Tesnicek.
Just any striker is the one. Yeah. Like, I think we needed someone who can bang in maybe 10. And even before that, even before these injuries, we said on this podcast we could do with one.
Yeah.
Because for all that we...
we just look really naive at the front, don't we? We look really naive. Yeah. We need a kind of, an old stager. Somebody who can get, is in the right place for even not one in off his arse now and again. You know, we just need somebody to stick it over the line, don't we?
You're right. We were, I think, both a little bit guilty of just thinking that Rusek's going to be a duck to water in this league, and he's really struggled, actually. So need to keep fostering that talent and getting a good payday at the end of the season.
We need to do what Coventry did when they realised they were about to go down, which eventually they did. However, for the last 6 months, they brought in John Hartson, who was about 103 at the time, but
does the job,
has been around and is massive and bullies people and gets you goals at that level. Yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, I don't know why, like, a team like Sunderland isn't getting back in, like, 46-year-old Kevin Phillips or whatever to be knocking it in for them.
Yeah,
for
would still get you 15 a season.
Yeah, but I mean, generally, like, I would like us to stay in the division for Rusek's sake, because I think if we get relegated from the league, he's going to go somewhere rubbish. Like, give him his nice move to at least a mid-table sort of team. Don't want to see him sort of like turning up for Příbram or something you know. Former Zbrojovka players playing for Příbram later in the program.
I'm sorry, he absolutely screams Slovan Liberec to me.
I think this has been said before, right? Yeah, that he seems like a Slovan player.
Yeah, yeah, nice guy, nice club. They seem to match. So anyway, what have we got on my list next? Well, it's hots and knots. And or knots.
get the name of the bit correct, have we?
And there's loads of them. So hold on to your hats.
Or hots.
Come on, Sam, let's try to be interesting. Now we're at the point in which we talk a lot about what's hot or not.
Ooh. Is that one I should know?
I'm not a man, I'm a machine. Chisel me down until I am clean. No?
Is that Maximo Park?
It is Maximo Park.
Okay, right. That's a from the vaults.
Yeah, it's so, our velocity.
Oh, there you go.
The opening single from Our Earthly Pleasures, their excellent second album.
Ah, I see.
So that's going on the end of this.
I never really got the second album. Not as in got, as in purchased. Like, I mean, I like the first one, but
Yeah, the second one, it took me a little more time to get into it than the first one. It was a little less immediate, but it's a solid piece of work. Mm-hmm. And then the third one happened and it all went downhill. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
You've got a lot of them, apparently.
I've
hot
got,
or not.
Well, I've got four hots and a not. But
there you
I will rip through them quite quickly.
No, so, please savor that. I want to savor these because
Actually, one of the hots is something you sent me earlier.
Oh, okay. Yes, this is
so.
Good.
I'll start with that one. So that hot was Jackson Irvine or Irvine. I'm not sure how you say his
name.
Irvine. Well,
he's
Australian, isn't he? Signed for Hibs. And he was announced on their official Twitter with Bart's a gif of Bart spinning the globe and mm-hmm. landing his finger on Australia. Mainly because he also revealed that he has a tattoo of Mo from The Simpsons, but mm-hmm. specifically Mo doing that awkward walk across the stage at the Springfield Bachelor mm-hmm. auction, which is an excellent piece of work.
Did you see his subsequent tweet, which was just saying, "Hi, I'm Jackson," or as the ladies call me, and that was it.
No, good. I like that. Yeah, that's a hot. I will give you another quick one, because this was actually a pre-Christmas hot, which mm-hmm. I forgot to put in the previous episode. Ghost tickets.
Ghost tickets?
Yeah, so clubs raising money by selling virtual tickets for things.
Oh, yeah, commemorative tickets.
So,
like that, yeah.
Marine selling tickets against Spurs. Mm-hmm. But this, I noticed this, on December the 23rd, Dynamo Dresden sold ghost tickets for a cup match against Darmstadt. Mm-hmm. The club encouraged people to buy one for €5 each. The Rudolf Harbig Arena in Dresden is a 32,000-seater stadium. They sold 72,000, thereby raising $360,000 for the club.
That's
which
mad.
Is excellent, isn't
That's
it?
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's good, eh?
Well done to all involved. Actually, shout out as well to Spurs fans who ended up doing a GoFundMe for Marine as well because they weren't getting the crowd and stuff like that.
All right, give us a hot then.
Well, I've only got hots because I want to start out 2020 on a high.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
All right, so you've probably heard about this one, but my first hot is Royal Antwerp forward Didier Lang-Kelse.
Yes! This was going to be in mine, but I thought it was... Yeah, no.
No,
okay,
I couldn't tell the story then.
So,
just for a couple of reasons. Well, Didier Lang-Kelse is a player for Royal Antwerp, who are a team from Antwerp in Belgium, funnily enough, and he is trying to force a move to Panathinaikos. So what does he do? But he turns up to training, again for Royal Antwerp, in an Anderlecht kit.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be this sort of dig at his, the rivals and stuff. There were two problems with this. First of all, that he wasn't let into the training.
Yes.
And then later on had to give a backtracking.
Had to absolutely grovel, didn't he?
Groveling apology. Sure. But second of all, like... Anderlecht aren't even really significant rivals to Royal Antwerp. I believe that their big thing is Standard Liège.
Right.
So he's just gone and it's the same thing. It's like me, you know, going into like, if I'm a Dundee United player, like going into Dundee, you know, going into my training as a Dundee United player, not in a Dundee strip, but in like a Hearts kit.
Right, yeah.
From the same country, in the, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. So Didier was a bit of a Diddy.
Yay.
In this. Yay. But yeah, I felt that this had to be said because it was I thought that was particularly good.
Fair enough. I've got another very short hot here.
Go on.
It's Evan Ustensen.
Okay.
He is a forward, or was a forward, for Viking Stavanger.
Aha! Oh, our
Yeah. Energy
Oil Energy's Cup, we beat them, and then we beat them in Europe this season as well.
Yeah.
What was a terrible game.
So, Evan Ustensen, he won the Norwegian Cup with Viking Stavanger in 2019. Mm-hmm. He's been a forward with them for 3 years or so. Mm-hmm. He's retired at the age of 27 to become a halibut farmer. Because that's where the money is in Norway.
Really?
You don't
really?
Get paid not, that much for the...
No, not in... Like he kept Stavanger or whatever. Oil.
No.
Big oil industry.
Apparently halibut farming. Halibut farming is the way he's gone.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like halibut? I can't
remember
the last
time I've
ever
had it.
I don't think I've had a bit but of yeah. Halibut. But
no, I don't think I have.
I'm an open minded man, so
yeah. The entire thing smells fishy to me. So.
Hey.
yes. Have you got another hot?
Yes, David. There's a Smith-themed curry house in Manchester called This Charming Nan. I'm not making this
up. It's nothing to do with football. It's just, just a random...
No, all right, it's something that I thought was hot.
That's very good. That's lovely.
There's more. So This Charming Nan is a an Indian...
Right, are all the dishes Smith-themed?
Girlfriend in a korma. So there's girlfriend in a korma. How sag is now? This is, by the way, it's a vegetarian one.
That's all right.
Heaven knows I'm masala now.
Yeah.
There's a Joy Division themed one called Love Will Tear Us Apart. right, and this is my absolutely favourite one by a long stretch. You can go to side dishes and you can get Last Night I Dreamt That Some Baji Loved Me.
You shouldn't have said that while I had a mouthful of beer. That's outstanding.
This Charming Nan. It's not all about the football.
That's marvellous.
So give them a order. I don't know. I've been sitting on that one for about 3 days saw it.
That's very good.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah. Super.
So shout out that. And shout out in 2020, you know, naming, like, your curry house after a racist, but still being vegetarian, yeah. Like Morrissey.
Yeah. I've actually got a hot and a not, and they are both musical.
Oh, fantastic.
Well. So, right. I'm going to have to cut the recording, but hopefully you won't even spot where that is, except when I say, right, are you ready? This is just a warning to people who are listening, because I'm going to have to put the headphones on sound for this, because I don't know whether you have. If you have heard it, then you're going to hear it again.
Is it Baby Shark?
No.
Because that's old.
Have you heard Rubin Kazan coach Leonid Slutsky's version of All I Want for Christmas Is You? Because if not, you're going to hear it now.
David, give me the headphones right now.
Okay. Right, here we go.
Just one thing I need.
Think I need.
I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. More than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
Make my wish.
Look at him go though.
All I want for Christmas. Is you.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, it doesn't do the dun, 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 dun. Ah, there we go.
Look at him go though, dancing about.
Da, 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 da.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
This is brilliant.
Just one thing I need. And I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking where upon the fireplace. Santa Claus won't make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day.
He's at it, man. He's at it.
He loves it. He's all over it. Happy with that?
I think the best thing about it is he's not taking himself so seriously with it either, you feel.
No, absolutely not. Like, he's...
He was in pitch. Which is kind of mad.
They might have auto-tune. I'm sure they have access to auto-tune, but...
Well, I've never been to Kazan.
Well, I was listening to him on the Football Ramble podcast, because it was tweeted, and like he had a 40-minute interview with Andy Brassel, who does the Bundesliga roundup for the Grawniad, and he is also the presenter of the Football Ramble podcast. And he was talking to Leonid Slutsky, and it was just, what a nice man. What a really, really nice bloke. Like, he spoke really well about how much he enjoyed his... He was at Hull for, 6-8 months or something?
Yeah.
And he just loved it. He thought it was great. Because he said, even when they lost, people would still stop him on the street and go, I'm just enjoying watching this whole side.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, win, lose, or draw, it doesn't matter. Like, we're just, it was just great fun. Yeah, he just seems like a nice chap. Anyway, that's that.
That slightly blown my mind a bit.
It was something, wasn't it? Yeah.
God, it's a long time till Christmas now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But like, I only found it just after we recorded the previous one, so I couldn't put it on. Do you have any more, or do you want me to get
my
knot out of the way?
Go on, give me your knot.
Right.
It better not be like, where's the vaccine?
No. It is a West Ham thing, though. Right. Now, there was somebody who put on Twitter his attempt at a chant that he'd written for Tomáš Souček.
Love these sorts of ones, man. Is it as good as that Rangers one, which was just said, oh, Morelov style, and the guy at the bottom had to put a bracket to the tune of Gangnam style.
No, this is to the tune of 90s retro guitar pop hit Never Met a Girl Like You Before by your man from Orange Juice.
Yes,
I've never like you before.
What the fuck's his name again?
Yeah, him, anyway. So, it goes like this. Are you ready?
No, not really.
Okay. I used to know a Czech like you before. You're tall and lanky, nearly 6'4". And then there's a line where he hasn't written anything. And then it goes, yeah, I used to know a Czech like you before. But then...
What Czech is he referring to?
I'm assuming Angry Right Back, whose name I can't remember. Tomáš Hrebka, yeah. Then there's the bridge. You made me acknowledge the devil in me, waiting for a corner at 6'3". Will you come and eat potato salad with me? And I'll tell you how you're better than Fat Frankie. Now, I've got many, many issues with this, and I'm going to list them off right now. Right. I used to know a chap like you before. Fine.
Yes.
He did. You're tall and lanky, nearly 6'4". He says later on he's 6'3", which is fine. That's true. Right. 6'4", right. Think if you can think of any other words that rhyme with before, right? What do you do to a goal? What do you try and do? What's the verb?
Do it. Do a goal. Score a goal, yeah.
Score, yeah. Couldn't even rhyme before with score or, you know, get one more. Mm-hmm. Was it? No. Nearly 6'4", which isn't even a fact. And then he misses a whole line. You make me acknowledge the devil in me, which is just stolen from the song anyway.
Yeah, just in case you didn't know that it was doing that song.
Yeah, waiting for a corner at 6'3". Mm-hmm. Again, that's, yeah, right. Will you come and eat potato salad with me? Yeah, lol, because of the
potato salad
thing.
Can I just have a...
And finally, and I'll tell you how you're better than Fat Frankie. A, doesn't scan properly.
Yeah.
B, why, like, the Fat Frank Lampard joke died out years ago. And also, he's a West Ham youth product just because he moved to Chelsea. Like, that's really small time. Come on. Everything about this is dreadful.
They're a very small time club, though.
They are, of course they are. Yeah.
That's the thing. I didn't mean to interject. And I just Googled orange juice expecting the band to come up rather than actual orange juice because it's been really annoying me. The guys, Edwin Collins.
Edwin
of course
Collins,
it is.
Yeah.
But can I just very quickly also point out the scandalous potato salad that was given to Souček.
Terrible, yeah.
Showing that they know so much about his culture and are so accommodating of his culture that he gave a potato salad completely alien to Czech and Slovak cuisine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, very quickly as well, did you see that someone, you know, under that BT Sport video interview of him saying potato salad, like, I say someone, a bunch of Czechs ended up, like, giving their family recipes for salad.
That was
quite good.
Yeah. Anyway, that was many, many hots and many, many knots. Well, one knot.
One. Got to the rough with the smooth, right?
Yeah. So, we are now going to talk about Mladá Boleslav. Young Boleslavians
are next opponents. Mm-hmm. Aren't you excited for the football coming back?
Yeah.
I actually am, in a sense.
I am. In you know, with all due trepidation.
Mm-hmm. I would... Yeah, I'd like to see how maybe these new players get involved. For those who are keeping score, we've had 3 games in the need to beat them to stay up category, and so far we have come out with a whole point.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens this time, eh? Do you want some pros and cons?
Yes.
Pros. Mladá Boleslav are rubbish and sit directly above us in 15th, only on goal difference.
Mm-hmm.
Another pro. Zbrojovka are traditionally stronger in the second half of the season.
Yep.
Cons. We're rubbish and Zico's our only striker.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So, yes, Mladá Boleslav. They have lost to Příbram and they drew with Opava, which says a lot about them. And they also lost to Teplice, just like us.
Mm-hmm.
They've beaten Pardubice and, again, like us, beat Jablonec so far. currently on a 3-game losing run, so that's about to turn around when they roll into town. They strengthened in January, of course, because they're facing the drop. Dominic Preissler,
you may remember him from
such teams as Dukla Prague 2, Zbrojovka 1.
Mm-hmm.
So they've nabbed Dukla's left back of last season on loan. And they have another short loan of Radim Hřeznik, who is right back for Victoria Pilsen. So they're...
It's weird loaning people up a division, isn't it?
It is.
I just find that very curious.
I feel it's just in case they're crap. They can sort of offload them a little bit. But yeah, they needed to do something in the back. Of course, what to look out for is, are we going to be haunted by former Zbrojovák Michal Škoda?
Yeah, he of the kind of excellent 12 months and then very little else.
3 goals to his name this season.
Yeah.
What is more worrying is Jiří Klíma,
mm-hmm.
who had 8 games out with an ankle injury. He's back and he scored 4-4. So, yeah. Not looking forward to having that.
We need some kind of climate control.
Hey, there we go.
That was dreadful.
What's really interesting is actually that they've quite like to employ a 3-5-2, but I've got a left back and a right back in
a sort of, you know, Alexander Arnold.
Yeah,
Andy Robertson role, but way, way worse.
Not afraid to experiment. So far this season, they've gone 3-5-2, 4-2-3-1, 4-4-2, and went 3-4-3 against Slavia. And they only lost 1-0.
Madness.
So, looking forward to Mladá Boleslav, are we just going to go fuck it and get everyone in that's new?
Yes. I mean, we haven't got that many players, really, so...
This is true. I mean, I can definitely see us doing something like a 4-5-1.
Of any of them, I think Pernica is starting.
Pernica is absolutely starting. Pernica is, Reiter is if he's fit. And
yeah.
back to normal. You have to play Pernica as well from a morale standpoint. Like, that is... What was described online as the feel-good signing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to just start him.
Yeah.
Like, even if you have to hook him after an hour because he's not really up to scratch. But then also, who else do we have at centre-back who's an actual centre-back at the moment?
Yeah.
That's the...
Particularly with all the injuries and everything.
That's the other question. So you're going to have...
it's not Šural.
Well, this is it, right? Because you have Šural in, and Šural will then be out for another couple of games because he'll, you know, jump all over someone or elbow someone or do something like that. So that's really important. Like, I mean, I assume that we're going to have to start Sekal up front, and that's what they'll do. And then we'll just leave like a perfectly maybe serviceable player like Hladík on the bench, who will then come on after Sekal inevitably doesn't score.
Yeah. Or gets injured in the first half, as we are want to do with our forwards.
Oh, we love this, don't we? But actually, a bit of positivity. Like, I mean, because this is the game we have to really win. Though we keep saying that every week, there's a team we have to win, but the way that there's so many crap teams right now that this could keep feasibly going on for a long time.
It could, yeah.
We could be in April, early April, and go, this is the must win again, and we're 3 or 4 points off or something like that. The team you'd like to play, I'd say, coming back in.
Yeah.
I'd have liked to play them or Opava, so we got that. And either we're setting ourselves up for a really great start to 2021 or a really bad one.
Yeah.
So that's what I have to
all
say.
All or nothing. That's good.
About Mladá Boleslav.
That's fine.
4 o'clock,
I think. 4 o'clock on Saturday.
Should be available on that internet television and O2.
Yeah.
So if remember O2, get the five channels, it'll inevitably be split into for that one.
Yeah, so get right into those Škoda builders.
That's more like it, David. Yes. There we go. Yeah.
Right. Beer of the podcast.
Let's have a beer.
Yay. It's the beer of the podcast. Hooray! I had a video call with my mate Mike about a week and a bit ago, and he said he would actually listen to an episode which was just all the beer of the podcasts collected together.
The supercut.
Yeah, the supercut. I'm not going to do that. I'm far too lazy.
And I don't know how to because I'm useless. So,
that's not true.
Match made in heaven.
You did it. You did Boleslav very well. That was very nice. Talked about Dominic Chrysler and everything.
I meant like technical stuff, but cheers, David. That's yeah, good stuff. Are we gonna? One thing that I am quite good at is drinking beer.
Yeah. So let's have a go. Well, we've got. This is the last of my Klenot Christmas gift packs, and this is still left over from, when did I order this? First week of December, I think. So this has been sitting in my fridge for a long time, mainly because I'm not a huge fan of dark-ish beers. But yeah, this is... Mbok, da-ba-do-bok, di-ba-da-ba-do-bok. Well, that's not what it's called. It's just called Bok by Klenot, which is... Which is...
You could have gone with Bok Street's Bok.
All right! Yeah. And how do you describe a Bok? Do you know a Bok?
I don't
what
know.
What sort of thing it is?
I don't really know. All I know that Super Bok is a thing in Portugal, I believe.
It's just
a big beer. Is it not just sort of like a... Sort of a... Not a half and half, but like a sort of a...
Close. It's sort of... It's like a German-style dark... beer. So it's not stout exactly, but it's their version of a dark beer.
Not like a Dunkel beer, right?
No, not exactly the same. It's closer to a half and
for
half.
For the Scots listening, the beer in front of me looks very much like a McEwan's Export.
This is the second time you said that about something. So.
Have I?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I just think in the back of my mind, I miss McEwan's Export. I miss being at Aberdeen Trades Club, where we used to have the old Scottish Socialist Party meetings back in the day. I used to be Aberdeen branch secretary, membership secretary. And then you used to get a pint for like £1.88 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And this is not like even that. It's like 2005, 2006, wow. So not even that long ago. But fond memories of McEwan's Export, and I thought it made me look more working class to drink it. So there we go.
Good, yeah. Anyway, this is pretty strong. It's a 16 degree. So it's 6.4% alcohol. Smells quite sweet, as you would expect it to, because of high sugar, therefore higher alcohol content, but doesn't smell unpleasant. So
this is my first beer in 2021.
Oh, there you go. Congratulations. Chin chin.
So, congratulations.
Well, yeah. All right, have a go. See what you think. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it smells a bit sweet. What do you reckon there?
I don't want to say that it tastes a bit like McEwan's Export, David. But it tastes a bit like McEwan's Export.
Mm.
It's got that metallic sort of kind of good heavy sort of. That's nice.
It is. It's not...
Oh, I want to play darts now.
Like I said, it's not as heavy as a stout, which means I'm kind of okay with it. It's not as
goes down easy.
Yeah.
Thick and sweet.
Just like me.
I should go for squidgy and lovable, but you know,
the post Christmas diet will knock that out of me.
Right. No, that's a decent
the
enough.
One that's not happening.
A decent enough beer.
Mm. Yep, and it's my last of the Klenots, as I said.
It's done you well.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, well, seeing as I had most of them before Christmas and then just didn't drink the ones I didn't want to drink, so.
That's what I'm here for. So.
Yeah, precisely, yeah. Right, after this section, I've got my list here. Beer of the podcast number 5. we're going to have a little bit of history. It's going to be a lot of me talking again, but then we're going to do the final preview, so that'll be a lot of you talking again. Anyway, so after this, we're going to do a little bit of Zbrojovka naming history. So, you know, pour yourself a pint and sit back and listen to probably badly researched rubbish. So, what's in a name?
I expect you're going to tell me.
A rose by any other name would smell as sweet, etc. Yeah, we were asked, what's the deal with all the name changes? Because there were many.
Yes.
Many, many name changes. So, this isn't going to be a long section, I don't think, but there might be a couple of interesting points, and I hope you will learn something, because I certainly did, researching this. I thought this was quite a...
More throwaway names than the last time I went on that brothel tour of Bangkok. Sorry. Anyway.
Good. So, in the beginning...
God created fucking...
Yeah.
What was our first name again?
He didn't create anything because he doesn't exist. But,
debatable.
Yeah, at the beginning...
In part two.
Yeah. At the beginning of the 20th century, there were a lot of... kind of amateur clubs dotted around the city, including such clubs as Svatovoy Brno, Blesk Brno, Olympia, Achilles, Technika, Brüner Football Club, which was for the German-speaking inhabitants, and Moravska Slavia, the commonly seen Moravska Slavia.
Blesk Brno, you said?
Yes.
Just like over the tannoy every like 10 minutes where they're just going about like some sort of scandal in which celebrities die.
Yeah, interrupting games every 10 minutes to just, you know, shove somebody onto the pitch to distract everyone. There was also the nascent SK Zidanica, who you will have heard mentioned, and they merged with Achilles Brno, mainly because the chairman of Zidanica, a certain Mr. Latina, stumped up the cash. He was a big one for football in Brno, and he wanted to kind of make a club that would be representative of the city rather than having all these tiny scattered like student organizations, basically, which is how all these clubs started up.
Yeah.
So he took SK Zidanica and merged them with Achilles. And of course the merger happened in a pub, as many mergers of football clubs did at that point.
Yeah.
The pub was called Umahu. It doesn't exist anymore. However, during the course of my research, coincidentally, I discovered that this is the pub that Bohumil Hrabal cites as a formative influence on his writing. Because he was born in Brno, but he moved with his parents to Nymburk when he was three. Yeah. However, he would come back and stay with his grandparents who lived in Zidanica. And his granddad would take him to this pub, Umahu. And he, like, whenever he was there, he was kind of adopted as the kind of mascot of the pub, which meant he got, like, you know, free snacks and he could play with the dogs of the owners. And you know, his kind of, you know, lots of pubs in his writing are this kind of very convivial, friendly, you know, sort of, you know, waitresses in white aprons and, you know, all this very, you know, center of village life sort of thing. Yeah. And between the ages of 3 and about 12, this was where he would come with his granddad and be treated like a king because he was like, you know, the sort of mascot of the pub whenever he came back to the city. So that's a nice thing, isn't it?
So having a local at 3.
Yeah. Well, you know, there you go. During the First World War, this is a good one, the club managed to get players in by finding issues, inverted commas, with which they couldn't be drafted. This helped because the club was right next to the military hospital in Zidanica. And also, they, basically, they promised players a way to get out of the draft and also a bag of flour if you signed for them. And a bag of flour was a big deal at that point. So Mr. Latina, who was still chairman, he was a very, very charismatic chap, and he worked with the hospital to kind of nominate people and go, if you could find a way of just getting him out of, find some kind of injury so he can't get up. And, you would be de-drafted, given you a bag of flour, and going, right, you're playing for us now then. That meant SK Jedinica became one of the most successful clubs in Austria-Hungary. At that point, mainly through utter scam working and flour bags.
That's kind of quite something, isn't it?
Yeah, it was going very well until Mr. Latina unexpectedly died, and they became a less attractive proposition, despite the bag of flour.
Things got a bit ropey when rich benefactor of club died.
Yes, weird that, isn't it? But in stepped Rudolf Fuller, the owner of the Zbravka Works. The Czechoslovak Professional League began in 1925, so they had become Zbrojovka by this point. But it was heavily skewed towards Prague. No, sorry, it wasn't Zbrojovka yet, sorry. The Pro League started in 1925, but it was very much skewed towards the Prague teams. SK Žilinice, however, won the amateur championship in 1926, beating Spartak Košice of Prague in the final of the Cup League thing. They turned pro on Christmas Day 1931. They win the second league in 1932-33 and become the first Moravian club to play in the first league that year. That's also when they become officially Zbrojovka Brno.
Who turns pro on Christmas Day? By the way, lad, just to let you know, we've gone pro.
They're in the pub.
It's true.
There you go.
Oh, Christmas Eve, of course, they've been with their families, yeah.
So, post-war, Zbrojovka merge with Sokol Brno, and this meant they changed their name to Spartak Brno. This is post-war, of course. So there was a theory that this is because it was a way to hide which city the weapons were built in. Because if they had any kind of decent translator, and there was only one club called the Armaments of Brno, people would know exactly where they were building the Armaments of Brno. So, come the 1950s, football in Brno was declining. The new Red Star Brno is founded in 1953
Of Karlo Vapole, right?
Yes, as a general overarching sports club. Mm-hmm. They had a ice hockey division, an athletics division, and a football division. But because the state of football was declining, generally players who came wanted to join the hockey team. The hockey team eventually became Cometa, as they are now. So 1953, a very important year. You see it on all the Cometa stuff because it's their founding year as Red Star. Anyway, because the interest in the Red Star football thing dropped off, they also merged with Spartak in 1962. So Spartak is basically eating up all of these local divisions of football after all the players who were drafted by the army to become Red Star sod off and join the hockey team, leaving Red Star without a going football concern, so they had to join up with Spartak.
You might remember, actually, just going way back in the podcast history, but Rudy Hvezda, we talked a little bit about before, were the first in Europe of any of the Brno teams, because they were in the Intercity Fairs Cup.
Yeah. So then the 60s actually sees them and then Spartak as they become doing quite well in the Intercity Fairs Cup, as you said, we mentioned before. 1962 brings a meeting between the then club captain and the local party secretary about restoring the Zbrojovka name. It was agreed to happen initially as part of the acronym Spartak. I'm going to do this in English. ZJSH, S with a R check, which stood for Zavody Jana Švermi. And a million bonus points if you can tell me who Jan Švermi was. I didn't know. I have to look him up.
This was done by party secretary.
Yes.
So we're talking Kaischa, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be a communist guy.
Yes.
It's going to be, all right, all right, here's my punt.
Go on.
All right. When was the 60s?
1962.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, I think it's a bit too late for that, but there was this whole thing in Czechoslovak communist history that they tried to basically make it sound like there was a partisan thing here, like the Yugoslavs, like the Albanians and stuff like that. And I felt it could have been someone in victorious, you know, sort of uprising over fascism in Czech lands. So it might be named after martyr of that, but I think it might be a little bit too late in Czech history for that.
You're pretty close, actually. He was a Czech resistance fighter.
Boom.
Who then became a journalist and a heavy contributor to Rude Pravo and various things. And there are statues of him about. He's not one of the more well-known figures in 20th century Czech history, but there are quite a few statues of him still around. So, yeah, he was a...
For our international listeners who might not be Czechs, Rude Pravo was the Communist Party's official paper, very similar to like Pravda in the Soviet Union.
Yeah. So officially they became Zedjersche, so Zavody Jan Švermy, or the Institute of Jan Švermy.
That's a fucking band name.
Yeah. So Spartak Zedjersche Brno. In reality, however, they kind of tacitly acknowledged that the Z should stand for Zbrojovka a Jan Švermy. And from 1968, that's what it officially became known as again. It became TJ Zbrojovka Brno, Tělovýchovna Jednota, so like athletic unity.
Athletic concern.
Yeah, athletic concerns, Zbrojovka Brno. And it stayed that way until the late 80s, early 90s, when everything, you know, everything falls apart and more. That's the Husker Du's best of. And the club was bouncing between the first and the second league because its fortunes were very much fluctuated and very much tied to the Zbrojovka factory. Because when that wasn't doing well, its sporting division was very much not a concern. So it was bought in 1992, I think, by Lubomír Hrstka, who renamed it Bobby Brno after his hotel and leisure group.
I was really hoping that the history was slightly changed for a minute. It was just called, bought by someone called Jan Bobby, who just fancied naming the club after himself.
Hansa Bobby. From 1992 to 2000, it was known as Bobby.
Yes.
In 2000, Hrska sells up and the club becomes Stavo Article Brno.
Classic of the genre.
Oh, God, yeah. Named after the local construction group that took it on. It only lasted two seasons of Stavo Article, but that two seasons did coincide with them auctioning Luzhanki off to, well, the highest bidder, basically, and the club moving to Srbska in 2002, I think.
Yeah, 2001?
Yeah, 2001, 2002 season, I think. In 2002, when Stavo Article bailed to mark its independence again, the club becomes Prvný FC Brno.
My least favourite of the names.
Yeah, yeah. First football club of Brno. And in 2010, votes to restore Zbrojovka to its former naming glory with a slightly updated badge.
Yeah.
And it's the glorious institution we know and love and sort of tolerate vaguely today.
It's really interesting, actually, that you have sort of the owners, you know, who wanted to form Zbrojovka as, you know, sort of like a one, you know, representative of the city and get away from these, you know, sort of amateur and student and sort of lower clubs and stuff like that. And he's done very well, despite Lyshen still being there. So, get it up here.
Yeah. Right.
See, they've been chatting shit again, by the way.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
A wee team with a wee mentality.
Yes.
I want to talk about the team that we're playing next in the top flight of Czech football, David.
Yes, that will be those Slovenianci, I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
Lyshen will be playing them next season.
Yeah. Right, let's have a bit of that after this. Slovan with hope in your heart.
Yep, it's a Friday night. You're still in lockdown. You can't go to the pub, can't go to the club, can't go out around and see your mates. So, unfortunately, you're going to have to watch Borovka Brno at home. We've not been great at home. Slovan, I've got the first thing I have here under Slovan is they're doing fine, question mark. And right, they are sort of doing fine. They're eighth.
They're always doing fine, though. That's an absolute default position, is doing fine.
They get there when it counts.
Yeah.
And they'll probably end up doing the same Slovan thing as usual, which will be finishing fifth or sixth.
Yeah.
They always seem to do that.
Finishing fifth, having a run in the cup. Mm-hmm. That's their default position, isn't it, really?
Yep, that's it. Every dip in and out of Europe. Had the run in Europe, of course, this season, which included such highlights as Hoffenheim 5, Slovan 0. But, I mean, they're playing some decent teams, and they haven't really had that much of a hope. So, host a decent player still. John Mosquera was their big one, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Very well thought of.
Absolute
by
terror of Bono's back four when he played for Bohemka.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rabusic is a 1-2
still
striker.
Less said about him, the better.
Yeah. Mikhail Sadilek is on loan from PSV Eindhoven. He's in the middle of the park. They like a 4-2-3-1. They have four loanees from Slavia.
Yeah.
I think that we're probably going to lose this. But so if this season has got taught me anything to go by, what we're going to do is we're going to lose 3-0 to Mladá Boleslav on Saturday and then just like 1-0 beat Slovan. Because that's just how this season seems to be panning out.
You know, that kind of little section of North Bohemia has been the only happy hunting ground we've had.
Yeah, the record we have against Slovan Liberec is reasonably
fairly decent.
It's okay. We haven't won since 2017.
Yeah, but we haven't played them that often since 2017. So.
Yeah, we sort of go there and back a bit. So I think the last one was a 1-0 victory at home, which I cannot remember for the life of me. So it was probably a classic.
And also, the thing that we bring up every time is you missing both goals in the 3-2 loss at their place. Classic. Classics for Offcast.
Mistakes were made. Gussie Lukasz off is not on the fucking bar though, so it's all okay. It's always hard to talk about things like predictions and stuff like that when we do two previews, because we have to really wait and see what's going to happen with Mladá Boleslav. So who knows?
Yeah.
Right, see you in a fortnight.
Yeah, that's on us. That bombshell. Is that us?
I think that's us, David.
Yeah, follow us on all the things as usual. And we're going to play you out with this mid-2000s Maximo Park banger. So, see you later.
Bye.
I'm not a man, I'm a machine. Chisel me down until I am clean. I buy books I never read, and then I'll tell you some more about me. Beneath the concrete there's a sound, a muffled cry below the ground. There is a poison in the air, a mix of chemicals and fear. My words are just punches, I'm not sure what they mean. You're asking for commitment when I'm somewhere in between. Never, never try to gauge temperature when you tend to travel at such speeds. Our audacity is it cold where you have time of the air? Numbers hit a screen, and you're expected to know what they mean. Throughout the conflict I was serene, I can't outrun the sadness I've seen. Are you willing to resist the people you've never met? The devil's wheel revolves, but it needs to be reset. Never, never try to gauge temperature when you tend to travel at such speeds of velocity. Anymore, I'm just alone with these thoughts. I'm
Heading to travel.